Like to say good morning to everyone that's here in the place of worship here at 1005 West Little York, and also want to say hello to our listening audience who are listening to us via live stream or on the conference calls. We welcome you to our services this morning. We pray you have come with a mind to receive with meekness God's engrafted word, understanding that it's able to save your soul. We're thankful this morning that God has blessed us all to see a new day, one we've never seen before. We'll never see it again, but God has allowed us to see this point. And for that, we all ought to be thankful and just able to say amen. Thank God for this moment of time that he's given us. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next moment holds. So we be thankful for every day God gives us, every moment of time he gives us. We should be thankful for that. We want you to know that if you're here and you're listening to us, not a member of the Church of Christ, or we want you to know that we believe in the Church of Christ, that the Bible is right. And every word of the Bible is right. Y'all believe the Bible right? The Bible is right. We believe that Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary. We believe he hung there 6 long hours and shed his blood, washed his sins away in baptism. That same blood purchased his church. The only church you ever read about in the Bible is the Church of Christ. We don't say that to be mean, but that's what the Bible teaches. We dare not add to it or take away from the Word of God. Amen? Amen. With that in mind, let's study this morning. Part 2. I cannot go beyond the Word of the Lord. I cannot go beyond the Word of the Lord. Now, last week, we opened this study up, and the intent of it is to cause all of us to understand the importance of listening to the Word of God. Not only that, it should help us avoid our own self-will and self-desires of being led by temptation. Thirdly, temptation is that can influence us. It can influence our decisions, must be considered as we go through life. And there are consequences, as we look at today, for anyone who will do more or less than what the Lord has said do. We looked at Balaam as the primary character of this study. Balaam and Balak was the one who was trying to influence Balaam. Let's go to chapter 22 and verse 16. And let's go there. We'll pick up there. Last week we talked about this piece of it, and I'm going to go beyond this today in part 2. In verse 16, he says,
And they came to Balaam.
To Balaam.
And said to him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming to me.
And here's Balak telling Balaam, don't let nothing stop you from coming to me.
For I will promote
you. So here's what I'm going to do for you.
Unto very great honor.
We'll promote you to great honor.
And I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me.
Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it for you.
Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people.
Curse me this people. Talking about God's people.
And Balaam answered.
What Balaam answered is the key verse of the whole study.
And said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more.
He had it right, didn't he? Huh? Would y'all say he had it right? Yeah, he said, man, look here. I don't care if you give me all your house full of gold and silver. I cannot do this. I can't go beyond to do more or less than what the Word of God. Wouldn't it be nice if we lived in a world where people would just do that? Not go beyond and do more or less than what the Lord has said. How many of us can look at your life and say, if I just would have done what the Lord has said, I wouldn't be in my situation right now. If I had just not went beyond what he said in marriage, I wouldn't be in this situation I'm in. If I hadn't gone beyond what he said about divorce, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in. If I hadn't chased the riches of life, I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in. All of us can probably look back in our lives and say, you know what? The situation I'm in, because I went beyond, I did more, or I did less than what God told me to do. Amen?
I think we all can say we've done that before. Now, look at this. He said, now, so he's got it right in his mind, and we had it right in our mind at times. Now, he says, therefore,
I pray you.
I'm praying.
Tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me.
So here Balaam said, okay, hold on. Let me go see what the Lord going to tell me to do. Here you go.
And God came to Balaam at night and said unto him.
Now, don't miss this little piece right here. He says, now, if
the man comes
that
to
call
word,
you, if is in this verse.
Rise up and go.
Hold on right there. He said to him, what? If
the men come
to call thee,
rise up and go with
them. So what did he tell him to do? If the men come, then you go. All right, now watch what happens.
But yet, the word which I say unto thee, that thou shalt do.
So God said, when you do go, if they come, you go. But you tell them what I say. Okay, watch what happens in verse 21.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went.
Now what?
He rose up in the morning and saddled his ass.
Now ass means donkey. It's the only time it's a good time to see it. So the kids will know. They don't go home. But Brother Brooks said, ass. What is in the Bible? We were talking about it, don't you? Yeah. So we don't use that word like donkey today. We don't use it like God said it in his text here. So now notice here. Do you notice that something didn't happen? What was it? The men didn't come. Balaam just what? He just went. Why? Because Balaam wanted to go. So did Balaam listen to the Lord? No. He made a great spiritual statement like many people can do. They make these them too, and the world says this, I'm too blessed to be what? Stressed. Oh, the Lord, I love God. And I'm serving the Lord. Yeah. You make all those spiritual statements and continuing in sin and don't hear nothing God says. You know, I got the Lord in my heart. Lord never said nothing about having him in your heart. Yeah, where do you get that from? You heard that from somebody else, because the Lord never said that. The Lord didn't never said to be saved, you accept him as a personal savior. Where do you get that from? You wasn't listening to the Lord, he didn't tell you that. It came from somewhere. I'm going to talk about that more here. Now watch what he says. Now, he says, he rose up, went in the morning, and got up early, saddled his ass, and went.
And went with Prince.
He went
prince
with him
to Moab.
Now, watch what happened, verse 22.
And God's anger was kindled because he went.
Now, God's anger is kindled because he did what? Because he went. But the problem is, he went not like God told him. He went because he wanted to go, right? Now, look at this. He says,
And the angel of the Lord
stood in the way
of the adversary against him.
Uh-huh.
Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him.
Now, see the picture here. And he's on his ass, and he's riding. And the Lord is upset. So the angel stands. And y'all see this? The angel stands in the way. And the donkey, I can't say it that much. It don't sound right. But the donkey turned aside out of the way. and went into the field. And what happens? Verse 22. And he was riding up on the day, and two servants with it. And he saw what? The angel of the Lord standing in the way. So he see an angel. But notice who see the angel. The donkey see the angel. You see that? Balaam don't see this angel. And watch what happens.
And
he stood in the way of the adversary against
him.
Hand,
and his ass turned aside of the way.
Uh-huh.
And it went into the field. And Balaam smoked the ass.
Yeah.
To turn
you
got to
see Balaam riding
way
on the donkey. And it's kind of funny. He's whooping the donkey. Because he don't see what the donkey see. See, now, God can talk to you some way when you don't listen, but he can get your attention another way. Amen. So this time, he's working through a donkey. Notice what happens. Anyway, so Balaam whooping the donkey, and he turned her to get back in the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in the path of the vineyard, and a wall on this side. So he dangles in between them as a wall on each side. Y'all see it? All right, watch what happens.
And when the ass saw the angel on the
when
Lord,
the ass saw the angel of the Lord,
she thrust herself into the wall.
She's looking at something that don't look right to her, so she's trying to get out the way of this angel. So she thrust herself into the wall, read.
And crushed Balaam's foot against the wall.
And now when she hit the wall, Balaam's foot got crushed against the wall.
And he smote her again.
And he whipped her again. What you see, Balaam, this donkey done gone crazy. Yeah. He thinks this donkey done went crazy. Balaam don't know what's going on right about now. Then what happened?
And the angel of the Lord went further. Stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn
either to the right hand or to the left. Remember, there's something here about a narrow way. See, when God want to get your attention really narrow down, there's some things can come down that you ain't ready for in your life. God can narrow down on us when it comes to our lives. He can narrow down when we're not listening to Him. He can narrow down in our lives, on our health, in our families, in our situation. When we don't listen to God, God can narrow this thing down. That's why all of us need to be careful how we do some things in life, because God can narrow down on you, man. Yeah, how many of y'all, God done narrow down on you? You're feeling some pain in your life. You're feeling some situational things going on in your life. Because God done narrow this thing all the way down. Because guess what? You can't see what you're doing. You can't see what you're doing right about now. Listen to what he says now. And the Bible says what?
And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam.
Yeah.
And Balaam's anger was kindled. And he smote the ass with the staff.
Now, so she just kind of looked like to me. The donkey said, man, I can't keep going. I go left, he whipped me. I'm trying to get away from this angel. And I go right, he go whip me. I'm just going to drop down and lay down. I ain't going no further. The donkey said, I ain't moving. I don't blame that donkey. That angel had to be something to look at standing in front of that donkey. And then what happened?
Balaam whoops her again,
gets her back up. And then what happened?
And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said,
watch now, y'all see this? Now watch this. Now look here. Now the donkey gonna start talking.
What have I done unto thee?
Let me work on that piece right there. Now see, you gotta give me learn how to read. Sometimes just stop and let me finish. And like, so that's a good part right there. God got this donkey talking to Balaam. Now Balaam didn't listen to the Lord. See, seems like to me, if we don't listen to the Lord, when He says something, God can do something that you would hear. Now, what he's doing, you didn't listen to me, so I'm going to speak through this donkey to get your attention. And then he said,
what have I done unto thee that thou hast bitten me with these three times?
Now, the donkey taking it personal. Now, is that what he said? Now, the reason the donkey is saying, now, the donkey don't know anything about what Balaam done when Balak came to him. And God told him not to go, and he went. The donkey don't know nothing about it. All the donkey know, man, I've been a good donkey. He said, now what do you donkey say? The Lord let the donkey do some talking for himself, because you get whooped on, you ought to be able to speak up for yourself. So then God gave the donkey opportunity to speak up. He said, man, beat me. I see something he don't see. And so the Lord says, just go ahead and tell him about himself. Then what have I done? He said, what have I done? You smit me three times. You whooped me three times. And Balaam then start talking to the ass. You know, when we get crazy, we'll talk back to stuff. I mean, you know, ain't nobody. I know where we're some of us. If a dog or something start talking to me, and I'm something wrong. I know something. If my dog starts saying, hey, Brooks, what's up? You know, you need to get up and go to, maybe some of us do better if we had an animal talk to you. Now, you know you need to get up and go to church and go to worship, don't you? Yeah, amen. Now notice, I want you to know, he's using this donkey, I don't blame this donkey. He said, Balaam said under his ass, he started talking back to him. He said, now,
because thou hast mocked me.
Now, you don't think about what you did to God, don't you? Do you? See, when you get upset at somebody else, and you do things, you don't understand, when you won't forgive somebody else what you've done to God. See, Balaam ain't thinking about what he done to the Lord. But he sure can point out what this donkey done to him. Well, you mocked the Lord, Balaam. You disobeyed God, Balaam. But you ain't, you so soon to tell somebody else, tell this donkey how bad he been. But you can't see yourself. You know anybody like that in life? But they're quick to tell you how wrong you were. But they don't think about it. The whole time that you're telling me about how wrong I am, you ain't thinking about how wrong you've been to the Lord. Amen. Listen to this. Balaam said, look here.
I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee.
Yeah, Balaam was so upset at this donkey. He said, man, if I had a sword, I remember that I was playing God with brother. And he messed up. He said, boy, if I had a ball. I said, man, you hit mad, man. Be cool. Boy, if I had a ball, he was going to hit me. Y'all get the guy in the audience. He know what I'm talking about. But when you get upset, you'll say something. Man, he said, boy, if I had a knife, before I killed this donkey. And then he said, ass said unto Balaam,
I'm not thine ass.
Hold on, man. Let me get you. You ain't thinking right. Am I not the guy that the ass you been riding on?
Ever since I was thine until this day.
I ain't never did this before. You know something got to be going wrong.
Was I ever wont to do?
Have you ever
so
seen me do
thee?
Something like this?
And he say, nay.
No. I've never seen you act like this. You know, you ought to be, sometimes you got to go to people where they are. Let me say something. If Brother Brooks is kind of out of character, you know, the pattern of life kind of talks about who you really are when you're out of character. You look back at, have I ever been that way before? Right? When we're trying to help people in life, you know, you see somebody just blow up or act up, all of a sudden they're out of character. Man, that's not him. Right? So you start thinking about how do we help people? You got to think about this. The donkey is saying, man, have you ever, something's going on in my life? See, brothers and sisters, we're a family. And there's going to be times when there's something going on in Brother Stroud's life. There's going to be times when something going on in Brother Brooks' life. There's going to be times something going on in somebody else's life. Anybody in here can make a mess up and a blow up and a hiccup. Amen. And some of us just hold that one event as if that's that person. Where he said, no, go to your brother. Look here, sis. Something ain't right about you. What's going on? That's not you. How can I help you? See, rather than condemn, we ought to be trying to help people. Have you ever felt the pain of someone just looking at you because of your situation and said, man, you ought to know better than that? Oh, yeah, I can't believe Brother Brooke did that. You know, I had somebody tell me, I ought to be over my wife by now. Huh? What'd you say? No, you realize people say stuff like that? Man, look here. Let all of us be careful about putting somebody else down about their personal situation at the time they're going through it. Because I can tell you something. God can send some things to your life that'll take you places you ain't never been and you'll never want to go back again.
Amen.
The one thing I want everyone to know about me, that I don't look down on no one because of their past mistakes, because who am I to look down when I done made my own? Shouldn't that be the way we all think? So you see a brother or sister out of character, rather than condemn them, go back and try to help them. That's what we should do. Some people know more about your situation than you do. See what I'm saying? Than other people do. You know, there's some people all up in your Kool-Aid, right? They're going to be judgmental, you know. Yeah, well, you did this and you did that. Well, let me tell you something about a marriage. I'm talking about a marriage. It takes two people to make a marriage work. Ain't no one person 100% wrong. As Brother Brooks believes there. Because it takes two and two minds that are lined up with God cannot go wrong. They can't go wrong. If they're both minds, somebody done left the Lord. If not both of them. Yeah, that's when you got situation going on in the church. The devil is involved. Balak is there. And understand this, that until we understand that he ain't going to leave us alone, he going to keep coming. We got to deal with whatever comes with the Lord on our side. Amen, Wong. And life. Now, let's get on, because I'm trying to not be as long as I used to be, but that's hard to do. Come on, help me out, man.
Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balak.
He looked at me and act like he wanted me to keep talking. He's here.
Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balak.
Now, here was the problem. Look what happened. Why couldn't Balaam see what the donkey saw? Because Balaam was blind. Balaam couldn't see. He saw the angel of the Lord. Balaam opened his eyes. He see what the donkey see. It's standing in the way. And his sword drawn. This angel got his sword drawn. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. What's going on? What's going on? Balaam can see. So many like him in the religious world today, they blinded. Get for me 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Many people today are blind, as I try to head to a close here. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, Paul says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, we have received mercy, we faint not. But have no renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, or handling the word of God deceitfully, by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man conscience in the right, in the sight of God. But if that don't work, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to the people who are lost, in whom, notice this, the liturgy, note that, circle it, underline it. Remember, Balak was in his life. That was a liturgy God. And in this case, Paul is saying the God of this world have blinded what?
The minds of them which believe not.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the image of God, should shine. Now, Balaam's mind was blinded by all the promotions and all the things offered by Balak. So are many today. There are people who will seek everything from God. They want a good job. They want houses. They want cars. They want good health. They want a good doctor report. They pray for me. I'm going to the doctor. Pray that everything be favorable. Everything you wanted was in your favor. Everything you wanted, you talked a good talk. Everything, but everything the world offered you, you put God on the back until you needed God. Amen. I know people do that all the time. They put God on the back for jobs, God on the back for homes, God on the back for more money, God on the back for relationship. They putting God on the back burner. But here's the problem. The reason you're doing that, because you're blind. When people are blind, they can't see themselves. What's wrong when one do more or less than the word of the Lord says? He or she is blinded by little g, and that's the old devil himself. John 12:31, you have to go there. That's the devil, the prince of this world. That little g is nothing but Satan. And in Balaam's case, it was Balak. Balak represents the devil in that case. He's tempting Balaam, and Balaam has fell for it, and now Balaam is blind to the word of God. And God is getting his attention using his donkey. And the Bible, go back to Balaam in Numbers 22:32. And the angel of the Lord said unto him,
wherefore thou hast thou smitten thine ass these
so
three times?
So then the Lord started, now why did you whoop the ass three times? God, that didn't even sound right, did it? Why you whoop the donkey three times? Yeah.
Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is
perverse before
me. Yeah, angel
said the donkey wasn't a problem. I went out because here's the problem. You were the problem. You know, sometimes we want to blame everybody else. And you are your own problem. You know that? How many of you can say, I used to blame other people about what I was dealing with, but really when I look back, I was my own problem.
Amen.
I can look at my life and say, man, it was time when I was my own problem. Peter said it like this about Balaam. He said in 2 Peter 2:15-16, he says, which have forsaken the right way, gone astray, followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the ways of what?
Unrighteousness. All right.
See, he just loved doing what was unrighteous.
But
was rebuked.
For
here's the problem, see. He was rebuked for what? The word is iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with a man born.
Peter
says it was the madness of the prophet. The problem that Balaam had was iniquity. And that's going to be the problem of most people, especially in the denominational world, and now even in the churches of Christ. And the problem is stated as an iniquity. Now, Thayer defines iniquity as condition without law, which means you do what you want to do, and you don't do what the Lord said do. That's exactly what Balaam did in this case. God told him, if the men come, then you go. But he just went. So his problem was iniquity. He followed his own law. And there are going to be people today in the denominational world who call themselves Christians. And the Bible, Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say unto me that day, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out devils and done many wonderful works. These people call themselves Christians. These were people doing many wonderful works in the name of Jesus. In verse 23, Jesus said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Here's the problem. You were a worker of what?
Iniquity.
Meaning you did it your way, but you didn't do it God's way. And that's why we got a church on every corner wearing different names. There's nothing but one church in the Bible. If a man want to build his own church, he can make his own law. But if you want to be saved, you got to go by the law of God. There's going to be many people shocked on the day of judgment because there were iniquities. They did things without the law approval. And that's why we're not going to have instrumental music in this building on worship Sunday. Amen. On first Sunday. We're not going to be beatboxing and bass micing because there's no word from the Lord on bass micing and beatboxing. There's no praise dancing. Mentioned in New Testament pattern of worship. They sing without the help of mechanical instrumental music. They would pray. They would take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Amen. They would preach the word of God and they would take a collection. That's what you witnessed with up this morning. There are people out there building churches, putting their name on, putting whatever they want into the building, worshiping however they want to worship. And yes, even in the Lord's church, unfortunately. But not in Holland Heights. Not on the Brother Brooks watch. We're not doing it. We're not adding stuff into the worship. We're going to worship in spirit. Why? In truth. You know what? I know I'm not alone because there are some people here who believe just like me. We don't want that. We want to do what the Lord said. Our souls are too important. I know one thing. We've had enough death around us for us all to get all of our attention. Haven't we seen enough people die? We've seen enough people die. Over the last 3 years, all of us got to think about, man, we don't want to do more or less than what the Lord told us. Amen. We don't know who's next. And then he said, and asked on me and turned from me. Verse 33. Unless she had turned from me, surely now I had also slain thee.
And saved her alive.
Saved her alive.
And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord.
Now here's the problem. Balaam finally admitted it. I have sinned. See, when you see the light, you can admit you're wrong.
For I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get thee back again.
Let me take it from here. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with me. But only the word that I shall speak unto thee, thou shalt speak. But so Balaam went with the princes of Balak. When Balak and Balaam heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him at the city of Moab in the border of Ammon, which is the other coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, did I not earnestly sin unto thee to call thee, wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote you, to honor? And here's Balaam. He said, Balak, I come unto you. Now you got his head together, right? Have I not any power to say anything? The word of God put in my mouth, that shall I speak. Now he finally listened to the Lord. He's responding as God has told him. But note, if we don't listen to what God say do, God can show us something another way. Only when we are open to the truth can we serve God in spirit and in truth. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came under, whatever that word is, church as usual. And Balak offered oxen, sheep, and sent to Balaam and to the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the morrow that Balak took Balaam and brought him up to high places of Baal. that thence he might see the uttermost parts of the people. Now, you know, notice Balak is not giving up. Balak never gave up on tempting Balaam. If you read this, three more times he takes him to higher places, showing him more, trying to offer him these same offers. And turn to chapter 24, last verse I give y'all. Look at this. After three times of tempting, Balaam came back and said this. In chapter 24, verse 12 to 13, I'm closing.
And Balaam said unto Balak, spake I not also to thy messengers?
Now, I told the guy you sent.
Which thou sentest me unto me, saying.
I told you back then. If
Balak would give me his whole house full of
silver. Remember, this was before the donkey.
His house full of silver and gold.
Now he mean it. See, you can say some things until you go through some things. When you go through some things, then you start saying what you mean. I know what you meant, Lord. I didn't listen the first time. But I'm going to listen this time. See what I'm saying? No matter what you're going through, maybe you did it wrong the first time. And probably did it wrong because you didn't listen to the Lord.
Amen.
But now that you can get a chance, God is the God of second chances. Then you go back and you do it right. Is that right? And then he says,
I cannot go beyond the commandment
of
the
Lord. Now he's going to add to it.
To do,
I'm not going to do either good
or bad.
Or bad of my own. Now he said, I messed up. I listened to my own mind. And that's where we messed up at. And Balaam is admitting. But what the Lord said, that will I speak. Let me remind all of us, Satan will never give up on tempting us to stay on the right, get off the right path. One thing Balaam said in one of these other three parables. Y'all, I encourage you to read 23, 24, 25, 26, all the way to the end. How he kept on trying. But Balaam said something in Numbers 23 that I think all of us, I can close with this verse. Numbers 23:19. Everybody turn there and underline this one. This is a good one to underline in your Bible and a good one to refer to from time to time. Numbers 23:19-20. He says this.
God is not a man.
He said what?
God is not a man.
Now, Balaam wanted him to go back and change what God had done. And maybe God had changed his mind. And so Balaam said, now listen, God is not a man. We got to remember God is not a man that he should lie. God's not going to lie. If there's a hell, there's a hell. It's going to be there. It ain't going to change. Neither the son of man
that he should repent.
God's not going to repent that he did something, that he said he was going to do something. He's not going to repent. He's not like man. The Bible is final. He done done it. He done said what he's going to say. He said you can't add to it and take from it. And he said he shall not do it. Or has he spoken
it, and he shall not make it good.
When has God failed us, y'all? We fail God. But God, we can't treat God like a man. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, you understand this. You're riding on grace. God allowed you to stay alive, but God's not a man. He's not going to change his plan of salvation for you. If you're listening today, you say, what must I do to be saved, Brother Brooks? You can't go beyond more or less than what the Lord has said. When Jesus came to this world and lived among men about 33 years. And in those 33 years he lived, he done a lot of good works. Raising the dead, healing the blind. But in the last 24 hours of his life, God sent his son because he so loved the world. And that son then was taken to 6 trials at night, beaten with a whip by Pilate, put a crown of thorns on his head. They spit on him, mocked him. Then they led him to Calvary. And that's why we sing a song on the hill, far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. It was on that cross that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, hung with nails in his hands and his feet. And he hung there, you all, for all of us, for everyone listening to me out there in internet land, cyberspace. Listen carefully. God done his part. He gave his son. His son then died on that cross. Shed his blood, according to the Bible, Revelation 1:5, that blood will wash your sins away. Did y'all know that? God is not going to lie. He's not going to change. And then when Jesus was buried, he resurrected, he said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and earth. Matthew 28:18. Go teach all nations, all nationalities, people got to do this. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We can't do more or less. The Lord told us to baptize folk. If we don't baptize, that's less than what he told us. You got to be baptized for the remission of sin. And maybe you're here today and you're ready for a new start. You ain't been listening to the Lord. And the Lord done got your attention through something else. Something going on in your life, your health, your family, your relationship, your financial. I don't know what. He done got your attention. You here. Now, do you believe that he was buried and rose again? You say, I believe that, Brother Brooks. Well, repent. Say, I'm not leaving like I came. I want to go home a Christian. How do you go home a Christian? By repenting of your sins, saying, first of all, say, I'm not. Then you must confess that you believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God, before men. Matthew 10:32-33. After that, you must be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. Peter told him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then the Bible says in Acts 2:47, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So the Lord didn't. You can't join the church of Christ. You have to obey the Lord. And you don't do more or less than he told you. And then he adds you to the one church. Which church is it? In Romans 16:16, Paul said, salute one another, holy kids. The churches of Christ salute you. You know, if I told you any church would do, that would be an iniquity. I'll be quoting to you the constitutional freedoms. But God didn't tell us that any church would do. It's not in the Bible. I can't say that. That's an iniquity. What can you say, Brother Brooke? Church of Christ. That's the only one I can say. One church, Ephesians 4:4. What is that church? The body. The body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22. Colossians 1:18. Colossians 1:24. And then the Lord said, listen, once you're in the church, you're in the body of Christ. And then the prayer power comes. The spiritual blessings come to you. And the eyes of the Lord open and rise. And maybe you're going through something this morning and you want the Lord in your life. We beg you to come to the Lord this morning and make it known you want to be baptized, repenting of your sins. Say you want to get baptized today. We'll baptize you. Water ready, clothes ready. Angels on standby. And we're praying for you. Maybe you're a member of the church. You're on the call or you're listening out there and you want us to pray. Send a prayer request to us. Send it to nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Go ahead and send your prayer request in to us. Let us know if you want to be saved. We'll make arrangements no matter where you are in the listening hour. Or go visit the Church of Christ closest to you. Email us where you are. We'll give you a silent congregation to go to. You can get baptized. If you're in the audience here today, we want you to walk down the aisle. Come down here if you want to be baptized this morning. As we sing the song of encouragement, you come. Everyone else who need to make a prayer request, go ahead and write it on your card. If you need to make a confession, you have to stand where you are and make that confession. If you're on the call, you need to make a confession, you have to make that verbally. You have to confess with your own mouth. So you have to make the confession. We can't do that for you. You have to repent as well. Repent. So, if you have a need for us to pray for you, a need that God will answer, then you let us know that, and we'll pray with you, and we'll pray for you. We're praying you'll come. We're praying you'll come as together we sing the song of encouragement.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Come to the Lord this morning. Let him in your life.
This morning.
Let him in your life this morning. Let him in. Let him in.
Because of you.
Sing with him, y'all.
I want to thank you.
And praise you.
Too. And praise you too.
Your grace. Your grace.
Your grace and mercy. Brought me through your grace and mercy. Brought me through. I'm living this moment. Ah.